chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Orandi Bomani Charles, says the 2024 edition of the National Christmas and Nine Mornings Festival will be the biggest to date. Charles says the Vinlick Community Lighting Competition and the participation in the community Christmas activities have seen tremendous growth over the years, and this trend is expected to continue.
Folks would know that the Vinlick Community Lighting Competition has grown exponentially over the last few years, and the Christmas Festival participation in terms of community engagement has been growing as well. We had over 60-odd communities involved last year. So at our retreat with the community organizations, we made a determination that we would need to make adjustments to sort of keep in line with that growth.
Charles says a youth development component to the different programs will also be introduced. This, he says, will take place as part of the National Christmas and Nine Mornings Festival.
Also would like to introduce a youth development component in terms of some of our prizes, talking to some of our sponsors to see if they can offer, you know, training, apprenticeships and so on, as some of the prizes that can be won in some of the competitions that we have on stage in Kingston. Of course, our popular Week and Wheel that was introduced last year will be back this year, our popular Nine Mornings Train, and some other initiatives. So I'm taking this opportunity to encourage, you know, Vincentians at home and abroad. We're expecting an increase in visitors' arrival as well. And to engage, venture out into the communities, show your support for the efforts of the community groups and organizations, and let us have a wonderful Nine Mornings and Christmas Festival 2024.
The head of the National Nine Mornings Committee is also encouraging more private homes and businesses across the country to get involved in this year's lighting up competitions.
Well, last year we saw a slight improvement in the businesses in Kingston and around the wider communities as well in terms of their lighting up of their properties. But definitely we want to see that improve even more this year. So I'm appealing once again to business houses in Kingston, the arches. We are the city of arches, and how wonderful it would look to see some of those arches lit. So we're appealing. We have that aspect of the competition. We best lit commercial building. We welcome on board Clare Harbour last year and a couple of other businesses and so on. So we want to see that increase this year as well.
Chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Orandi Bomani Charles. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.